fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg. Today on Route 51, the music of singer-songwriter Tracy Feldman of Stevens Point.
When I drove to work this morning, had a feeling I forgot to lock the door, or left a burner set on high. And I'd return to find my house a wreck, or emptied by a thief, or smoldering smoke up to the sky.
Close. You are listening to the music of Tracy Feldman and the title cut of one of his CDs, Surviving in the Burbs. Tracy is a singer-songwriter, an environmentalist, and an American Jew who's concerned about the prospects for peace in the Middle East and the future of the Palestinian people in their ongoing struggle with the nation of Israel. Tracy also leads a very interesting and multifaceted life. He is an assistant professor of biology at UW-Stevens Point. Now, for the next hour, Tracy will be sharing with us some live music as he sings and plays his guitar and violin in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau, and we will talk about his influences in his life and his music and about some of the political issues that motivate him. As always, we'd like you to join the conversation. You can give us a call at 261-6371. That's 261-6371, or toll free at 1-800-780-9742. Tracy Feldman, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about the CD that we were listening to, Surviving in the Burbs. When was it recorded?
Oh, first, thank you, Glenn, for having me on the show. This is really great to be here. It was first.
Good to have you.
Yeah, I decided to record it in one quick burst in, let's see, I think it was 2006 when I knew that I would be leaving North Carolina.
Okay.
To go to Oklahoma for a job. And so I started recording in late October and finished it off by December when I moved.
You've got a really good mix on the CD. I mean, it's very professional. The drums, the other parts, you've got guitar parts that are dubbed in there too, or maybe they were all performed live. I don't know, but it sounds great.
Yeah, they were. Some of it was done live. In some cases, people. Like the drummer was in one room, the bassist was in another room, and I was in another room, and so we all just sort of tried to record it at the same time.
Now, this the CD Surviving in the Burbs is not available at most music stores, but you can get it online, correct?
Yeah, with most independent artists, you can the ways they tend to sell CDs, including myself too, is through just personal contacts with people and online distributors and so yeah.
So the website you gave me is CD Baby, which is an independent distributor, and it's at www.cdbaby.com.
That's right.
And if you go on there and you want to find something by Tracy Feldman, what do you do?
Just type in Tracy S. Feldman, my middle initial S, I tend to use it. So just, yeah, type in Tracy S. Feldman or Tracy Feldman, either way might work. And you should come out with two albums. Or you can just search for Tracy S. Feldman online. I have a website as well.
Well, you recorded this one in North Carolina, and then you moved to Oklahoma. What brings you to Stevens Point?
A job. I've been training to be a professor for a while, going through the academic ranks, and I've really appreciated the opportunity to be an assistant professor here at Stevens Point.
Assistant professor of biology?
Biology.
What courses are you teaching?
So I'm teaching. I'm hired as a plant ecologist, so I'm teaching plant ecology, but I'm also teaching a non-majors course for intro bio for non-majors, but also. And also an ecology class, general ecology. Yeah.
The environment is an important theme that keeps coming up in a lot of your music. And, of course, with your background in biology, that makes sense.
Yeah, I try to incorporate images from I'm really interested in natural history. That's what brought me to biology in the first place. I really love natural history and diversity in nature. And so, for me, those things thrill me. And I come out with... Every so often, an image just hits me from the world around me, and I have to record it. And I like to incorporate those images into the songs. I don't sing about science. So as a biologist, I don't sing about biology per se, but I do incorporate images as metaphors for things that, humans go through in social.
In one of your songs, you talk about one of your favorite woodland playgrounds as a child being bulldozed by developers. You talk about mountaintop removal in Appalachia in another one of your songs. So the environmental themes do come through.
Yeah. One thing I try to avoid, though, even though I sing about a lot of political issues, and some people may take issue with this, we'll see, but I try not to just sort of march through a litany of social issues. If it hits me at the time, if I really feel like it's something that grabs me at the moment, I'll write about it, but I'm not on an agenda to cover as many social issues as possible.
Well, that's not art if you're doing that. It's,
exactly.
It's politics or it's advocacy journalism, but it's not art.
Yeah.
Well, who were your musical influences?
There's so many. I've been influenced by classical music. I'm a fan of sort of the Romantic era. I was influenced by progressive rock. So old Yes and old Genesis back when Peter Gabriel was lead singer, and there's a lot of, and Kansas.
Can you do that intro to Roundabout?
Sure. Let's see. I have to take off. Yeah, let's see. Et cetera,
well,
et cetera.
Yeah. That's how it starts.
Yeah. And then I started getting into folk music. I started listening to lyrics, actually. The song by Traffic, John Barleycorn Must Die. I realized that, I mean, that's an old song and it's been remade lots and lots of times, but I realized how powerful lyrics could be. And I started ravenously listening to lyrics as many as I could from as many artists as I could, and found that a lot of lyrics were just vacuous and a lot of songs just sort of started losing their meaning for me.
That song, John Barleycorn Must Die, is all about making beer, right?
It is, but it also is about the seasons, and it's about a lot of things, actually. It could even be about dependency on alcohol.
And it goes through this whole procedure of them taking the grain and torturing it, and a lot of human imagery connected with that, where you wouldn't expect that in a traditional song.
Yeah, no, that's true, and it is kind of a traditional song in some ways. I mean, it's an old song. I mean, it goes back quite a ways. But that was just the start. And then I started listening to new folk, where sort of that movement is really about trying to make people think about things differently. And so I really started to listen to a lot more lyrics at that point. And then I started writing my own as I was starting to play guitar at that time.
Well, you've got your guitar with you. You're working on a new CD.
Yeah, I'm working on
it. It's been a couple of years since the last one came out. And
yep.
Why don't you play something for us? What have you got on tap?
All right. So this song is one I wrote in Oklahoma, and it's one of the first songs I started to write in Oklahoma, but it's not the first one I completed. It took a long time to write this one because I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do with it, and it ends up being a history of Oklahoma condensed. Oklahoma has a really interesting and pretty sad history, actually. And I was thinking about it also in terms of energy policy as well, oddly enough, because Oklahoma, as an oil state, it's kind of central to energy policy now and energy production in the U.S. And so I also thought about that in terms of how they're moving forward with
wind. Their senator Inhofe is one of the great global warming skeptics.
It's definitely, Oklahoma's all about keeping the oil industry going. And
What's the name of the tune?
It's called Bromide Hill. It's based on a place that I really like to go to, in just north of where I was. Some of the oldest mountains on earth, called the Arbuckles. So
Tracy Feldman of Stevens Point.
Many million years ago, and this part of Earth was green. These were the highest mountains that this land had ever seen. Worn down by wind and water, the years like a machine. Shades of history washed to nothing down these creeks of travertine. People came in shackles, and people came in tears. They came to land most people had not wanted all these years, to make a home of plenty in the midst of all their fears. Until the next big wave of eastern refugees drew near.
mistakes, drove too far on these highways. My own fate's like a coyote's cry in the chill. People plowed in submission, they tore the fertile ground, but the ground gave way to dust clouds, and the people nearly drowned. The refugees took off again, California bound. When the dust had come to rest, the black gold made its rumbling sound. Oil barons made their fortunes, new towns and highways grew, but the oil bust came quickly, leaving mansions for the few. By seas of workers' shacks where companies left no work to do. These towns became like fossils, fading clouds of fossil fuel. The refinery smoke still smolders in the skies, but I take refuge in birdsong under trees on Bromide Hill. I've been feeding the fires, burning long miles behind. From my dreams by the thumping of the drills. Now plains burn to dust where once hopeful fields spread, and the pump jacks, not like dinosaurs, bringing back their dead to haunt these howling highways down which endless cars have sped. Past roadkills and casinos turning tapestries to threads. Better if our stories go by on the wind, or if they're solid as the stone that forms the top of Bromide Hill. Maybe in the morning I can change the path I take, but for now I've got a little time to kill. Some say the earth is endless, oil fields and fertile land, but this place was once an ocean that with time returned to sand. Some hear the future whisper in the switchgrass in the wind. Can we learn secrets from this red dirt before we turn to dust again?
Tracy Feldman from a CD that has yet to be announced. We'll be hearing some more music live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios and taking your phone calls at 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742, 780-9742. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include attorney Paul A. Sturgill, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Toll-free information is at 888-613-0600.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
Your business can reach an audience like no other in Wisconsin by supporting programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. For more information about business sponsorships, call Rick Ryer at 1-800-749-3906.
I'm Glenn Moberg. Our guest today, singer-songwriter Tracy Feldman. We'll be getting back to Tracy and his music in just a second. Tracy, the song you just did you write that when you were in Oklahoma? You must have.
Yeah, so I wrote it in Oklahoma, and I was learning about the history and sort of incorporated it into a song.
Very strong environmental theme, and as I was mentioning, you know, Senator Inhofe is from Oklahoma. It's got a reputation as being one of the reddest of the red states and a state with a not very pristine environmental record. How did your music go over in there? Did you perform it live very often? What kind of reaction did you get?
I was kind of nervous at first when I started performing there, and I was received quite well, quite with open arms. People they may not have agreed with what I was singing all the time, but it didn't make them mad, usually, which is great. I met some wonderful people when I was there, of all political stripes, mm-hmm. and it was a really good experience being there, actually.
What were the most important life experiences that molded you as an artist? And I know this is a really tough question to ask somebody, but if you had to think, what are the kinds of things that stick out in your mind that experiences you had that later manifested themselves in your music?
I guess, like many musicians, perhaps the painful experiences in my life, from love lost to the pain of seeing, I don't know. I guess I was really, when I moved to Connecticut, my family did, before high school, there was a patch of woods behind our house, and it turns out that was earmarked by developers for development. So we actually started working to keep that from happening, and it was sort of a not in my backyard kind of operation, but at the same time, mm-hmm. there was a lot of diversity back there, and I was excited about keeping it pristine. But so that was another event that sort of stuck in my mind. I just kept thinking about those sorts of things.
And it didn't work out, did it? They eventually bulldoze those woods.
I believe it took a while for that to happen, actually. It didn't happen while I was there. It happened years later, but yeah.
You're working on a new CD. Who are you working with in the Stevens Point area?
Actually, I'm not working in the Stevens Point area yet. When I start writing enough songs for the next CD after this, I'll do that. But the last
a rough cut of this one called Middle of the Road.
That one I worked on in Oklahoma City when I was there. I'm relatively new here,
you're still putting this together.
I'm still putting it together
at this point in time. When do you think it's going to be released?
As soon as I get the mixes for it. I have most of the mixes and they're ready, but there's a few repairs I needed to make to some mixes, so I had to. We're playing, sort of, sending stuff back and forth.
Now, Tracy, you're an American Jew, and you've got concerns about what's going on in the Middle East, and that's something that manifests itself in your music. I want to mention that you're also going to be part of a panel discussion on the subject that's bringing a lot of different people together. It takes place at the First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau on April 5th on Sunday afternoon. I think 2 o'clock is when they're looking at having this. And you will be part of that panel along with Dr. Neil Lewis, who's a professor emeritus from UW-Stevens Point with expertise in Middle East history, John Visti and Elaine Streit, who have lived and worked in the Middle East and worked with the Palestinians, and also Rabbi Dan Danson of the Mount Sinai Synagogue will be joining us on the panel. I'll be moderating it, and the questions and answers will be coordinated by Jeff Lee, who's a UW-Marathon County Associate Professor of History. So we've got a lot of things happening. Why is this something that you want to be involved in? Why is this issue so important to you that you'd want to be on a panel discussion like that?
Yeah, it means a lot to me as an American Jew because there's a lot of human rights abuses that are going on right now in the West Bank and Gaza, some very serious ones that have been going on for a very long time, even before some of this violence has started. Back in the 60s, it really started mounting even more, and houses have been demolished, people's houses have been demolished. The Israeli settlers are moving into the Palestinians' land and settling it and taking the areas with the best water, the most arable land. And so all those things, as a Jew, I don't want to see these things happen at the hands of a government of a Jewish state. So I'm really against what the Israeli government is doing there.
But nonetheless, as an American Jew, you are well aware of the history of the Jewish people, the fact that there was a Holocaust that took place, and there were reasons for developing the State of Israel, and conceivably
Some very good ones, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I completely agree with that as well. I'm not against the state of Israel, but yeah.
What I want you to do is hold those thoughts because we're getting into news time here, and we will pick up on that and pick up on some more of your music after our break. Tracy Feldman, you can join the conversation at 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742.
Wisconsin Public Radio comes from the Ho-Chunk Nation, actively working to keep Wisconsin green, shepherding local wildlife, preserving natural spaces, and restoring Wisconsin land and water to its natural state. More information online at hochunknews.org.
I'm Glenn Moberg. Today on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, the music of Tracy Feldman.
Here's to our dear friend, the enemy. You make it easy to spit out our pride. We feel your knives at our back. You point out what we lack. But your weapons were made on our side.
Tracy, a singer-songwriter, an environmentalist, and an American Jew concerned about the prospects for peace in the Middle East. He is with us live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio in Wausau. We've been listening to some live music, talking about the influences, Tracy, in your life, and also talking about this panel discussion that you're going to be involved in on April 5th, a Sunday afternoon, at the First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau on Peace in the Promised Land, with a big question mark after that. A panel discussion bringing together Dr. Neil Lewis, who is a professor emeritus from UWSP, John Visti and Elaine Stride, who have worked with the Palestinian people, Rabbi Dan Danson of the Mount Sinai Synagogue, and Jeff Lee of UW Marathon County. The problems in the Middle East seem so intractable in so many ways. It must give you as an American Jew a lot of frustrations to see what seems to be going on there year in and year out, and there's hope at certain times, but inevitably it all seems to fall apart in the end.
Yeah, I think in some ways there's never as much hope as it seems. On the Palestinian side of things, I don't think they've ever been offered anything, a really good deal, even some of the peace deals that people talk about in the past, that the big ones that, I mean, they really weren't offered what people think they were. It wasn't very much.
So. How difficult is it for you as an American Jew to oppose official Israeli policy? How have your family reacted?
I mean, it's not difficult for me, I guess, personally, I've had some heated discussions with my folks, but I think my parents are pretty open-minded. It's good. I think there's some family members who I just don't talk with about this, but then there's others who I can talk about it with it, and they agree with me, some of them. So it varies a lot.
And yet you can understand why there is a state of Israel. The persecution, the Holocaust, all of those things were very real. There were good reasons for putting the state of Israel into the Middle East.
Right, yeah, so all that is true. I guess the issue for me is, can anything, if having been through the Holocaust, given that we've been through the Holocaust and all of the persecution over the years and centuries, how can we then do this to another group for whatever reason? There's nothing that can justify it. So, I mean, I don't want to... I mean, it's just for the sake of hypocrisy. It doesn't work for me. I don't. You know.
Does this ongoing struggle make you worry about the identity and the image of the Jewish people?
It does. I worry about what people are going to think, what people are going to identify with Judaism. I don't want people to identify human rights abuses with Judaism. I really don't. So that's one of the big reasons I'm trying to work. Work for the causes that I work for. Yeah.
And there have been, you know, there's been some progress. Back in the 70s, President Carter brokered that peace between Israel and Egypt, between Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat, and it is still holding these many decades later. So if that's possible, and that's a conflict that goes back to, Pharaoh and the slaves. I mean, that one goes back 3,000 years, if that's possible.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jimmy Carter's definitely been writing a lot. He's been writing books on the subject, and he's just written a second book on the subject, and he really actually feels like the time is ripe for peace in the Middle East, and there's a lot of reasons why a lot of people want it. He wrote that then again before the Israeli election, so I really don't know what he would think now.
Are you hopeful for the future? We have a new administration in Washington, but we also have a new administration in Israel. Yeah. Benjamin Netanyahu is forming the government there, even though he came in a close second in the parliamentary elections. He's a hardliner. And you've got President Obama reaching out to the Palestinians and reaching out to the Muslim world. There are two trains heading toward each other, it seems.
Yeah, I really don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. Of course, I can't know. But at the same time, I think I'm guardedly hopeful. I'm always guardedly hopeful. I don't like to bank on good things happening, but at the same time, and I try to take a long view. That's the other issue. Yeah.
And again, that peace in the promised land, that forum takes place Sunday afternoon, April 5th at the First Universalist Unitarian Church in downtown Wausau. Tracy will be a part of that. Tracy, let's get back to your music. You have told me before that although politics are important in your life, they aren't all important, and you try not to let it interfere with your art. So you've got your guitar here. What else do you have on tap for us?
Yeah, so I've got a downright non-political song, unless being jobless is political. I guess a friend of mine told me that everything's political, either anything we do or don't
that
do.
That says something about your friend.
And then there's something to be said for that, but at the same time, you know, I actually wrote this one, I wrote it at the time when I didn't have a job, and I actually got the job here soon after that, so I'll take it as a good omen. But it was sort of a dark time in my life before I had gotten this job, and I was trying to see the good in it, and I'd like to dedicate this one to my wife, Leah Ray, who's helped me see the good in my life even during the darkest times.
All right. Before you play, let me get those phone numbers out again in case anyone wants to call us and join the conversation. 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 780-9742. Tracy Feldman.
This is called Hole in the Universe.
Mockingbird woke me up this morning, 5 o'clock, fire flickered the horizon, but frost still claimed the air. The bird was singing fair. My love gently slept beside me while I shook with the ravages of nightmares. After hours of counting sheep, while my love breathed a peaceful river deep, I stumbled past the bedroom and through breakfast, and biked to work against the wind. I work against the wind, song in my head like a friend. Lately the future's like a hole in the universe, the mud in a garden under 6 feet of snow. Off, twilight falls. I bike home beside trucks blaring down the highways. Stars shiver as they blaze. From passing cars, a little music plays. Some as big as the universe. The seeds in a winter garden waiting to grow. Stars guide my way under the broken lights. Above these crumbling streets. But our lighted window is wide, and my love waits for me inside.
Tracy Feldman of UW Stevens Point, a singer-songwriter who has moved here from Oklahoma within the past year, and who's playing his guitar and soon his violin live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
Tracy, you've got your violin with you. Let us know what you're about to perform now.
Yeah, so my wife is a social worker, and she worked for a time in Oklahoma at a family crisis shelter. And in Oklahoma, it's kind of interesting because because it's so close to Mexico, I think there's a strong antipathy toward illegal immigrants, and even anyone who's Mexican, even if they're legal. And even though there's a law that says they should serve illegal women, but there isn't one for men who've been abused. So she's had some tough conversations with people who didn't really want to abide by even that law protecting women who were illegal. And so these
protect
yeah.
them in what sense?
At a family crisis shelter, if someone has been abused and they call and say, "Can you help me?" Legal obligation of the crisis shelter is to say, "Get in here. Let's get you in here as quickly as you can, as we can do." And yet, if they say, "Call back later," they may not be able to call back later. That may be the end for them. Who knows how dire the situation is.
So you're saying that in Oklahoma there were some situations when women would show up at a domestic abuse shelter, and there was some throwback from the community, maybe some political throwback to...
I don't know. Not necessarily. I mean, I don't know. I think it was just people's personal feelings at the time and just frustrations with feeling that they're losing jobs to illegal immigrants. Who knows? But it wasn't so blatant as that, and it wasn't it was just someone's personal whim. It wasn't something that was at the level of the administration there at all.
Is this next piece going to be on the CD that you're working on now?
Yes, it will be, and it'll have a violin and a drum kit, which is kind of odd, but it'll be really fun, and bass as well.
So. What's the name of it?
It's called Shelter.
Tracy Feldman.
She called and asked for shelter. On a full moon evening bright, her words were stained with sorrow, but her speech was not quite right. Her voice with heavy accent told she came from far away. She might not have her papers. I wished she had not asked to stay. I said, "Call back in the morning, we might take you after dawn." I sensed her disappointment, she mumbled thank you and was gone. Our shelter is sanctuary, and the battered women come. Law says to serve illegal women just like anyone. Their kind will do cheap labor while our husbands rot at home. Money sent back across the border chip our freedoms like quarry stones. We build walls and fences, but they simply do not stop. Hired by corporations to build our homes and to pick our crops. This is not my problem. She chose to come and she chose to love. Why can't she just go back or ask for guidance from above? But I imagine one day, 5 o'clock, the evening news. One man whose wife was murdered, and the husband stands accused. Television, saw the starved in Mexico. Thousands are seeking refuge from everywhere, nowhere to go. I thought, this is not my problem, but then again she came to me. Could I really help her? Would our words be lost? Panic in the morning, failed to reach her, time was slow. Finally, a few days later, she called and fumbled her hello. She came and asked for shelter. Once I did not let her stay. Some get second chances. She came under our roof today.
Tracy Feldman with his violin performing live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau. Wow. I would be remiss in not, if I didn't mention, Tracy, that both of those issues, immigration and domestic violence and abuse, are paramount in central Wisconsin. Marathon County has the unfortunate distinction right here in the Wausau area of having the second highest domestic homicide rate in the state of Wisconsin, only next to Milwaukee County. And the shelter is filled that the women's community operates. They're building a new one. Yeah. But the problem is persistent, and it continues, and they're working to change attitudes and change belief structures. But it is certainly not something that is endemic only to Oklahoma, where you wrote that song.
No, it isn't. But one good thing about Wisconsin that I've found is that there seem to be more services available to people than in Oklahoma, what I found. I mean, and also people maybe in some ways more willing to seek those services out, which I think is also a good thing.
And then the immigration issue as well is something that there are many people who don't know how many Mexicans and Hispanics live in central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But the people who work on the farms, the people who harvest the crops every year, they know how many Hispanics live in Wisconsin.
That's true.
People who run the meatpacking plants in Clark County or the vegetable fields in Waupaca County. The dairy farms, many of the dairy farms in Marathon and Portage counties, they know how many Mexicans and immigrants are here. It is a situation where many immigrants, for one reason or another, are sort of beneath the radar. They're almost afraid to make themselves known and to
be too much of a public presence. Yeah, there's actually a song about people who were killed in the 9/11 disaster who were illegals working in the building in the World Trade Center and towers, and they couldn't, if they were to put forth their name, they would be potentially deported or arrested. So, yeah.
Tracy, many of your songs, kind of open sore wounds. They're very bleak in a lot of ways, if you don't mind me saying
No, I try to be hopeful in the songs
that
I write.
Do you have much hope for the future?
I do.
We are facing so many challenges in America today.
I definitely do. I think, in fact, most of my songs are, they deal with dark topics, but there's at least usually a ray of hope in the end, or at least a question that's asked toward, you know, finding a solution. And I think, I don't know what the answers are, and I don't know how to, you know, solve these problems, but at the same time, I think I'm always hopeful, and I sometimes write the songs out of frustration, but they're also written out of hope. Otherwise, if I didn't have hope, I don't think I'd be writing, because what will be the point of singing about this stuff?
Do your students at UW Stevens Point, your biology students, how many of them know about your alter ego here, your second life?
Very few. I really don't talk about it much. I mean, I play music before. When I teach larger classes, I tend to try to start it with some music, but I never use my own. I don't know. I think it's okay if they knew. I don't mind, but I don't know. If not everyone likes music. Not everyone likes my type of music. Not everyone likes my stances on things. So I wouldn't want to push that, and I won't in the class context, but yeah.
And again, if you're interested in checking out Tracy's music, buying his CDs, the web site is called CD Baby. They're an independent distributor, www.cdbaby.com. And Tracy, again, will be part of that panel on Peace in the Promised Land, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, April 5th, Sunday afternoon, at the First Unitarian Universalist Church in downtown Wausau. Tracy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks
we
so
really
much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Tracy Feldman, singer-songwriter, UW Stevens Point biology professor, an artist, a scientist, a man with a multifaceted background. We're going to listen to one of his instrumentals as we close things down today. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. And we want to remind you that next week there's a very special program. We're going to be coming to you live from the UW Marathon County Theater with a judicial debate between the Marathon County candidates, District Attorney Jill Falstead and Peter Rotter, a defense attorney, with a panel consisting of Jeff Stark, who is a court reporter for the Wausau Daily Herald, a gentleman, Ron Connolly, who teaches criminal justice for North Central Technical College, and Sue Nowak of Premier Recovery Services. So we have people who are familiar with the criminal justice system and the drug and alcohol problems that exist to such a great degree in our area. We invite you to attend that. It's next Thursday at 5 at the UW Marathon County Theater. You can listen in right here on Route 51. I'm Glenn Moberg. That's it for us today. Thanks so much for riding with us. Until next week, we're heading out of town.